Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Yesterday, right after practice, we sat down with a guy who could be the new leader, just like that, of the Cowboy wideouts. Tavon Austin is serious, he is focused, and he is now happy to be a member of America's team after initial anger. He took it personal when the Rams got rid of him. Then Jerry Jones made a phone call, so we asked him yesterday, man, how comfortable are you? How much are you fitting in with the Cowboys this fast?
Yeah, I feel good. You know, the boys welcome me in. I'm feeling healthy. You know, that's the main thing, man. I'm feeling a little bit healthy. And, you know, coach is putting me in position to make some plays. I'm just glad me and Dak and the other quarterbacks been able to make them.
But you had a different reaction when you heard the trade news initially, right? Take us through the phone call and how Jerry Jones helped kind of fix it.
Like I always say, you know, I get kind of get a little personal for me on that just because of what I went through over there, my injuries and all the things about me reconstructing my contract and going back. But, you know, it is what it is. I ain't the first person that went through it. It's the first time I went through it, though, so it was kind of hard for me. But, you know, God got me. You know, Jerry Jones called me and told me, you know, he been wanting me. You know, so when somebody said that to you, just make you feel so much better, you know. You know, I'm cool with him. You know, the boys accepting me in. You know, like you say, I look comfortable. I feel comfortable. And for the most part, I feel good.
What didn't add up in St. Louis and then in L.A.? You're the dynamic weapon. Mm-hmm. You have world-class speed. I'm sure you were looking for a little bit more. I'm not asking you to fire shots at any offense. But what do you think was missing with the Rams that you're hoping to get here?
To be honest, man, it's just all about just the system, man. You just got to be in the right system at the right time. You got to have the right people around you. And that's all it be, you know. And you just got to take chances on people calling plays for you. You got to make them. And that's the main thing. When you make them plays and things happen, more stuff happen for you. So it's all about just getting in the right system at the right time and being ready.
You know, we've made a big deal around here. We've talked a ton about route running. Whether or not this team had, you know, great routes last year and previous years. What is the emphasis that's been put on running, you know, crisp routes this year that, you know, maybe you haven't seen in the past with the Rams, or just is it more emphasis here right there?
You know, one thing I can honestly say, man, all the receiver coaches I pretty much had, you know, did a good job for his route running and stuff. But I can say this, Coach Sanjay, a different breed. He got all of them looking the same. That's when you know a different receiver coach is coming in and he laying his foundation and down on us. Just the way how he approaches every day. We go over steps. Even if you get open, if your steps is wrong, he's still letting us know your steps is wrong. And that's how I feel like I'm getting better as a route runner, just because of Sanjay.
How would you describe this Cowboys offense?
But we're going to be fast. You know, we definitely going to be fast. We got so many weapons. We ain't got to worry about just one or two players. You know, it's so many of us as far as the receiver core. And, you know, the backs going to handle themselves. So that's the main thing. We, as long as we can come in, nobody don't worry about being one, two, or three, and everybody just coming to do their job, we should be all right.
Tavon Austin sitting down Twin Peaks hot seat with Sean and RJ on the Fan.
Scott Linehan says that you and, you know, Cole could, you know, both be on the outside at the same on the same play, which I've never seen. Two guys that are that size be on the outside, but that speed that you guys add to it, what kind of like mismatches can you guys create there?
Oh, you seen it. You seen it over the Patriots. You just ain't see it over this way. You seen it. It just feel good that they can get me and B's out there. You know, we kind of the quicker ones, but, you know, I'm one of the veteran ones. So, you know, they definitely believe in us. And it ain't just about that. It's about certain routes that we run that we are good at. That's why we out there. And every day we out here, that's what we auditioning for. So we just ain't out there just running routes. We're auditioning to see who's going to run what in what position.
So we have been warned by our Cowboy insider to my right not to ask you about what position you play, that this is a dangerous question and a dangerous topic, that there's this new web back position that's been here. What's up with this question and this position?
Man, I don't know where that question come from. You know, ATH, baby. I just want the ball in my hand. That's all
athlete,
I want.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all I'm worried about. You know, call me what you want.
Yeah, but Stephen Jones made a comment that we kind of made fun of, because anyone getting this amount of touches other than a running back is kind of unreasonable. He's talking about 20 touches, Tavon Austin, whether it's jet sweeps, whether it's out of the backfield. I mean, are you learning different positions other than wide receiver?
Oh, yeah, I'm learning everything. I mean, any position you can basically came on the field as far as the offense, except tight end, I'm back there.
So. How many steps have you lost since West Virginia? Speed.
You know what? It just take me a little time to get warmed up. Yeah, it took me a little time to get warmed up. I ain't going to lose nothing now. If I take me a little longer to get warmed up, that's all.
I watched your high school tape. West Virginia might not even been your fastest time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I was running back then. I ain't even had to stretch. I'm jumping out the building. now I got to stretch.
Yeah. Who is the second fastest guy out here, or who's someone's speed, whether it's a corner?
KD Cannon.
Yeah.
That boy lightning him.
Mm-hmm.
Fast.
Hey, yeah, he lightning. Hey, DT fast too. Deontay.
Okay.
Yeah, we got some speed.
What are your impressions of Dak? As a person, as a quarterback?
Man, I love him more as a person, man. The way he takes over us when we just chilling. We can just be chilling at home. He going to text all the receivers and tell us, come on, we got to go with him. You know, and that's what you need, man, on and off the field. We ain't just teammates over here. We going to be trying to make it brotherhood. So that's the main thing.
All right, so after practice, they have him and Jason have this throwing contest all the time. Now, I'm not going to mention any names at this table, but a couple people here don't think he's very accurate. Can you just slap him and just tell him that he's accurate? But what, so first of all, what is the contest? Who wins this thing? Because it doesn't, you know, they never actually hit the target they're actually going for.
Right. I mean, for me, though, hey, Dak been accurate to me.
That's all that matters.
We missed a couple, but you know what? That's how I go. Though everybody gonna miss some, but for the most part, you know, he been hitting all the targets with me.
So Tavon, the other day, and Roy, you were next to me. I think I can't remember which wide receiver fell on the ground, but you were walking over there, and you're like, "Come
on,
Deontay,
D yep. two,
get up!" And we were like, "That's not Tavon out here with leadership already, is it?"
Yeah, it's kind of one of the funny things. At 28 years old, you're still fairly young in the game, but for this team. You're one of the elder statesmen, so how have you taken on kind of a leadership role with these guys? You've been very vocal from kind of day one.
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, since I've been over here, even when I was in Texas, as far as the leadership role, you know, people say that to me, but that's just Tate Bante. You know, I'm just out there just having fun, you know, doing what I do best, man. I've been like this way since I was 5-6 years old. It just people, you know, get to grab something, you know, and I definitely like it, you know. But I keep the energy moving. Yeah, I got to, you know, that to keep me going, you know, so that's what I do.
Are you doing something different in terms of injury preparation or training or changing up something with your regimen in order to try to be more healthy?
Yeah, for sure, man. I stay without strength staff and I stay without full people every day, man. And we got a plan for me. And that's the main thing. You stay healthy in this league, man. Make some plays. You'll be all right for a while.
Who is your roommate out here?
Roommate.
That's right. You don't have one.
Yeah,
do you?
Come on.
Come on, Chop. You talking to a rookie, man?
Chap. Hey, I don't know. There's 100 people out here. It's not a big place. It's not a big place. Okay. All right. That's all I need. Like, you know, we all stay in the same place, and you know, in the past when you have, there's a remote policy. Mm-hmm. There's a bathroom policy too. Mm-hmm. And that's just one of the. You know, I was going to talk to you about that. But, you know, you're a veteran. You know, I'm a roommate.
Cool, I'm dope a little bit though.
Now, the other night we saw a story on NBC5 about your mentor.
Yeah.
And this is a really deep story. Mm-hmm. Take us through this, if you don't mind, about the connection there, why it meant so much to you, and what you've been going through lately.
Man, you know, Miss Pat, you know, that was my mother, my second mother. When I went to West Virginia, that was my mentor. That's who held me down. You know, late nights I'm over at her house doing papers or studying for tests. You know, I ain't never studied for tests day in my life. So I got to college, and Miss Pat, you know, she kind of made me, you know, set me down and said, we got to get it done. You know, and she was just more than that. You know, she invited me over for Thanksgiving, Christmas. You know how it is when you're in college, you can't get home. You got to go somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, so, and they brought me in as a family. I'm the daughter, the father, everybody in the family loved me. So that's Miss Pat, man. That's my heart.
And she had some health issues.
Oh, yeah. She had cancer. You know, she had cancer. I got to see her before she passed away. That was Pat.
That was on NBC5. You can check it out with our buddy Pat Doney. Now, what was at the end of practice with these bricks out here?
They're just strengthening up our hands.
Okay.
Yeah, just strengthening up our hands.
Are they heavy? How heavy are they?
Yeah, they're a little heavy, though.
Really?
They're a little heavy, yeah.
Because I saw some guys losing grip. Mm-hmm. Kind of made me think about my hand issues. I didn't know whether it was a strength or I got...
No, you end of the day, you got grown man strength. That ain't about nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I like to say.
Yeah, you got grown
That's
man
strength.
That's
why you all talk about the size of my hands.
Yeah, I've seen the size of your hands relative to normal
You've
hands.
You've got a 9 and an 8.
It don't matter. They're grown.
Yeah, look at that. That's a man hand. We try to emasculate him at least 3 times a day with
him.
Finally, Tavon Austin. Now, you're a Maryland guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland.
Yeah.
I'm Maryland.
Yeah.
These guys, he's North Carolina. He's more Jersey, but I've been looking for seafood.
Oh, you better go to Jimmy Seafood in Baltimore, man. We got the best.
I know, but I can't find it. I've been in Dallas-Fort Worth for 7 years, and I can't get the crab cake. These people.
I got to ship it out from Baltimore, man. I got to call Jimmy Seafoods, man. I got to get it some crab cakes.
We'll get it shipped out. They put carrots in it. They put green pepper.
No, we ain't
they have
going
no
like
idea.
That.
They don't appreciate. They don't. It's another world. I kind of have to go to New Orleans to get any type of seafood taste of back home, but I can't find any crab cake around. They don't appreciate crab cakes.
I'm going to get it up here. I'm going to show y'all what a crab cake tastes like.
Okay.
I got you.
There it is, Tavon Austin, right here in the Twin Peaks hot seat. Sean and RJ, 105.3. The Fan GW just tweeted us, loving the vibe from Tavon. Hope he's an integral part of the offense. Serious?
Serious, but also very cool. And
people were asking the accent, too.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that. I know that, like, Mid-Atlantic – Maryland, Philadelphia type sound.
Do you think that we have accents? I ask people that all the time.
I mean, I probably have a little one. I don't recognize one with you.
Yeah, I love it. I love not having any traces.
Yeah,
I definitely don't want that bumpkin accent with Maryland. It's water. You know,
water.
My mom will be like, "What type of water? What type of water is this?"
I say water every now and then.
Do you have? Will you get one from Roy?
Well, it's more of a speech impediment.
it's fun to make fun of real problems. it's so funny. Disabilities are cool.
Yeah. It's not a disability.
Bullies. Bullies.
Your tug's just too big, Roy.
The only time I get yours is when you say chocolate.
Chocolate.
I'm a big fan of accents. I like hearing them and the different ones that are out there just because.
Yeah,
it's
but
like,
I would never want a Boston accent.
No, but I'd
never want a New York accent.
No, absolutely not. But like, I think some of them have like.
See, man,
you don't want to get cookie cutter. You want to there's character to all the different accents around the U.S.
Perfect example of the crab cake epidemic in the Metroplex. Don, check out Costco this fall, starting around September, October. Crab cakes, Don. I appreciate the suggestion, but that is insulting. Costco.
Oh, yeah, Sam. Well, I mean, you're unfair. You found some of your best meats at Costco.
Meats.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
the butcher. Man, people are putting
seafood. You seen the crab legs at Costco?
I'm sure Albertson's Tom Thumb.
Ginormous. Yeah, Albertson's Tom Thumb.
Great selection.
That's where you need to go. Well, Albertson's Tom Thumb.
Well done, Ralph.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.